Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are continuing our conversation on exemplary Lutheran schools this week and our education theme throughout the week and maybe a couple of days next week as well. There's just so much to talk about. And so we're going to get into our conversation. We're going to head up to Wisconsin today and talk with our friends at St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family here on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website. KFUO.org. Look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining us by phone today, two staff members, administrators from St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin, the principal, Mr. Michael Yerk. Good morning, Mr. Yerk.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning. Looking forward to learning about St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Also joining us, Mrs. Rose Meyer. She is Assistant Principal and Director of the Center for Academic Resources and Enrichment at St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin. Mrs. Meyer, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much for having us.
So glad to have some time to talk with you both this morning and learning about St. Paul in Grafton, Wisconsin. Let's start with a little bit of the history of the school and the community there in Grafton, Wisconsin. Mr. Yerk, would you like to start us off?
Sure. This year we're celebrating our 164th year of Christian education here at St. Paul. Grafton is located about 15 miles north of downtown Milwaukee, and used to be a small farming community, now a pretty blue-collar community made up of about 10,000 residents. Our congregational size is about 3,000 members. We have two pastors that are full-time pastors on board and two pastor emerituses. And then our school is a 3K through 8th grade Lutheran school that is comprised of about 300 students.
Wow. So this is a well-established school, a long history, a big community, a strong congregation, it sounds like. Thanks be to God for that. Let's talk about your involvement, your work at this school, and what you enjoy about your vocations there. We'll start with Mrs. Meyer.
I am currently the CARE director, which is the Center for Academic Resources and Enrichment. And about 7-8 years ago, we decided we wanted to reach all students of our student body. Mm-hmm. So the school board and the congregation set up the CARE. And what we do is we help those students that are struggling both in reading and math and other academic areas, and also the advanced students. We have both students, both types of students that come into my classroom. Currently, out of the 300 and some kids, we have about 45 to 50 kids that come twice a week to the center to work on their different academic needs. I work closely with the teachers to develop the same curriculum that they're working on. I also an assistant principal and help Michael in the needs to run the administrative needs of the school.
What do you enjoy most about your work there, Mrs. Meyer?
Working with the kids and seeing the wonderful mm-hmm. progress. The exciting part is you can have a first grader come in and not necessarily even know all of his letters. Mm-hmm. And by the time they leave, they're reading. I had one student, well, I've had a couple, but they start out in the remedial part of the program, and in a couple years they are doing the enrichment part, and that's the exciting part, to be able to share and to be able to see their needs and their goals and help them meet those needs and goals.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Yerk, let's talk about your work as principal at St. Paul in Grafton. And what you love about your work there.
Sure. I've served here now. I've entered my 8th year as principal here. I served down at a Lutheran high school in Chicago for 15 years, and that's where my career started. So it was a little transition to go from a high school to an elementary school. But it's been a great transition. The opportunities that I've had, blessed with three boys of my own, that two of them are here at St. Paul now. One graduated last year. My wife is on our staff here at St. Paul. So it's really been a great opportunity for us as a family to grow together here at our school. The best part of the day by far for me is to be able to walk into classrooms and see the smile on our young people's face, the passion that our teachers have to share the love of Jesus in all our subject areas, and to see that come through, that excitement come through our young people, to see our kids praying, to see our kids sharing the love of Jesus with each other, the singing, just the excitement to read the Bible, to know that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. That's what's special about our Lutheran schools. We get to see that, and, mm-hmm. and in other school settings, that just simply isn't part of their school.
What is unique about St. Paul in St. Paul Lutheran School in Grafton, Wisconsin?
I think the different programming that we've put into place, as Mrs. Meyer shared with you, the Care Center, and she'll talk a little bit more about that. That is really an opportunity that sets us apart from different faith-based schools here in our community, mm-hmm. To be able to reach children of many different needs. And then the different things that we focus on. It's important for us to tie our history into our school, you know, to be around for 164 years mm-hmm. and the many blessings that we've had over those years, to always look back and to pay respect to those that were our founding fathers, those that have sacrificed so much in order to see this school succeed. One of the first things that we did 7 years ago was to do a self-study of where our congregation was at, where our school is at. And through that self-study, our congregation said to us, the number one mission of St. Paul is our school. Our congregation is truly dedicated to ensuring that we have Christian education here in our Grafton community here at St. Paul. So that, I don't know if that is everywhere. That's really tied our community. We don't consider ourselves St. Paul Lutheran School, and we don't consider ourselves St. Paul Lutheran Church. We talk throughout our entire campus that this is St. Paul.
Mm-hmm. So this is one ministry, and let's talk about the pastor's connection to the school. How involved are your pastors in your school? What is their involvement? What is their role in the school of the school ministry of St. Paul's?
Our pastors are very involved. Obviously, they teach confirmation class, but more so than that, I'll see our pastors up and down the hallway, stopping into first grade and leading a Bible study or leading a prayer time in our younger grades. Walking around during lunchroom and having lunch with our kids, making sure that our kids recognize them as part of school, part of the education process. It's also that encouragement that they then receive when they come to church. Sitting in on meetings, and when we talk about budget time, we talk about making sure that we're taking care of our staff. Our pastors are there encouraging our, mm-hmm. our faculty. We meet every morning at 7:30 as a staff for a time of prayer, a time of devotion, and our pastors will help lead that at different times throughout the school year and join us at times as well. Truly feel that this is a team ministry.
Hmm. Well, thanks be to God for that, for pastors who are very involved in the educational ministry there at St. Paul's. To be an exemplary school, some of the criteria of being identified as an exemplary Lutheran school is part of that accreditation process, the NLSA accreditation process, and identifying how you as a school are innovative in your implementation of replicable best practices. Let's talk about some of those best practices that you believe can be replicated in other schools and how you went about implementing those.
Okay. One of the things that our accreditation visitation team noticed is that there's been some significant change that has taken place here at St. Paul over the course of the last 5 to 7 years. When I came on board 7 years ago, I was, I think, the fifth principal in 6 years. There was significant turnover in that position. I think simply people had different vocations, found different positions, went to different schools, but to see that much turnover was difficult. I think when our visitation team came in, that's something I noticed as soon as I came on board here, is how tight-knit our faculty and staff was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a staff that I think really huddled together because they saw so much change in their leadership. With that said, I think our visitation team saw stability and then saw some programming changes that took place as well. One of the major components of change that we've looked at is marketing our schools, and I think that is that's something that Lutheran schools don't do well. And I think it's one of the reasons why Lutheran schools don't do it well is because there's a feeling of maybe we're tooting our horn a little bit too much, we're bragging. And we felt in order to survive, because there was a declining enrollment here at St. Paul, enrollment was in the upper 300s, low 400s, and dropped to a little bit below the 250 mark. And decisions had to be made as to, you know, where are we going and how are we going to get more kids here. And we knew there was a great product that was being offered, but are we sharing that product with our community? So we developed a very comprehensive marketing plan where we felt we're not tooting our horn, we're just simply telling the truth. And we need people to know exactly what St. Paul is about, why is St. Paul different, and why is this the best place in Ozaukee County of Wisconsin to educate your child.
Let's talk, Mrs. Meyer, let's talk a little bit more about the CARE, Center for Academic Resources and Enrichment. Where did the idea for that come from?
I guess I could say that was my brainchild. When we were going through those declining enrollments, we had to find a way that St. Paul stood out, that we no longer had the push that we had 20 years ago, that if you were a Lutheran, you sent your child to a Lutheran school. So we had to offer an area that was not offered elsewhere. We had to get the kids in the door so that we could share our Lord and Savior with them. And this was one way to do that. Many places were losing, especially the enrichment programs, due to money crunches. And so we decided that would be one area we could help and we could service kids. It was then set up with a very supportive school board, and I started actually the program halftime. So half a day I would teach in the classroom, and then the other half the day we would have the enrichment and remedial program to go. Most schools in our area expect all kids to be on reading on grade level by the end of third grade. We at St. Paul want all of our students to be reading on grade level by the end of second grade. And in the 10-some years we've been doing this, we've had, I think, two that have not. So it's a special, unique program. There is no stigma attached to it. The kids are very excited about coming and want to come and learn more. I don't think they really realize what type of help they're getting. They don't know if they're in enrichment or remedial. So that took some developing, some roadblocks to overcome so the parents realize that there is no stigma attached. And it has been a wonderful program as a whole to St. Paul. And it has benefited our students immensely.
What, Mr. York, what does a typical day look like for students at St. Paul? I know you mentioned that the faculty join together for prayer each day.
Yeah, our students come into the building about 8 o'clock. Our school day starts at 8:15. All of our classes begin with morning devotional time, prayer time. Sometimes at once a week, it's corporate worship together on Wednesdays. Traditional class schedule. Which will go till about 3:15 is the end of our daytime. We have 3 K-ers and 4 K-ers that will come just in the morning. Some that will come just in the afternoon. We offer half-day kindergarten in the morning as well as full-day kindergarten for students. We have a full 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daycare that's on campus.
Wow.
To meet the needs of, you know, a large percentage of our families at work. I think the most important aspect of our day is that opportunity to share our faith in all subject matters.
Let's talk about the students, their parents, and the teachers of St. Paul. What are some of the stories from students or parents that really exemplify what St. Paul is all about, or what it means to be a student at St. Paul?
I just had a parent stop me in the parking lot actually 2 nights ago, and her daughter, she has multiple kids here. She's got a daughter that is a sophomore in one of the public high schools in our community, and just shared the opportunities that her daughter has had to talk about her faith. She's one of the leaders on one of the sports teams and had a chance to talk about the opportunities that she has to share faith and to be able to do that publicly without any hesitation. And she draws that a lot from her learning experiences here, the opportunities that the child has had and with public speaking, by leading chapel, by leading prayer in the classroom, but feels that confidence, the confidence in their faith, and mm-hmm. wants to share that faith with others. Had another parent that stopped me in the parking lot this week also about some testing that was going on in our public school setting. And our public schools, high school has about 300 kids, 250 to 300 kids in each grade level. And she wanted me to know that four of our kids out of the sophomore class qualified for the next step in PSAT testing. And out of the 20 or 30 kids that qualified for this, out of the entire district, four of them were our kids. Hmm. And if you take a look at percentages, that's just an incredible percentage. Our parents are talking to us about how greatly prepared their kids are for that next level of education. And we're a school where we're drawing kids from four different counties. We're sending kids out of a graduating class of maybe 20 to 5 or 6 different high schools. So we're hearing those success stories from multiple families in multiple different high schools. And that's exciting, because it's exciting when our faculty know that mm-hmm. The fruits of their labor are producing at that next level of education, both by faith, academically, athletically, and in music.
Mrs. Meyer, any stories of students or other teachers or stories of parents and what they've had to share about St. Paul?
One thing that came to my, as you and Michael were talking about that, is that we have a number of parents that are parents that were students. And I think that says a lot to St. Paul, is that they want to continue that tradition. We have a excellent program where we have grandparents coming into the building and helping, and we have the quilters that are quilting, and the preschoolers are going out there and talking to them. And it all goes around our tagline, focused on excellence, centered on Christ. Those parents feel that. They feel the family. They feel the excellence, and they come back, and they send their kids, and they send their grandkids. And I think that alone says so much about St. Paul, that, yes, we're seeped in history, but that history continues.
Hmm. And that is, a great history. 164 years, that's outstanding. And I'm sure along those 164 years, there are plenty more stories as well from students, from parents, from community members as well. How is St. Paul regarded in the community, Mr. Yerk? How do others in the community, what do they know about St. Paul? What do they have to say about St. Paul?
Well, I think we're very well respected. One of the things I did when we moved here as a family is I would go to a grocery store or go to a restaurant. And being in a small community, now most people know me. But when I first came here, nobody knew who I was. So I would go to the grocery aisle mm-hmm. or grocery line, check out, and I'd talk to the checker and said, we're looking for a school here in the community. Can you tell me what you think about St. Paul? Or the waitress that would wait on us at a restaurant, I would say to her, do you know anything about St. Paul Lutheran School? That's a school that, we might be looking to send our kids because we're new here. The immediate feedback was so positive. And it truly gave me a very good snapshot of what our community thought about St. Paul, the regard of the respect of our students. Our students are doing community service projects often in our area. Our kids are well regarded at the high school because of their academic understanding and their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Our school reaches out, our congregation reaches out to the community. We are on the main drive of Grafton, so when there's community events, usually our parking lot is the staging area. So I think people feel that St. Paul is a community church, and it's a community school that has extremely high standards, that's very welcoming to everybody. Hmm. One of the changes that we've made in the last few years is we've gotten rid of non-member tuition. We want everyone to pay the same tuition rate. Our congregation is subsidizing about two-thirds of our educational costs for our students. But our congregation says, you know, that should be for all students, whether you're a member of our congregation or not a member of our congregation. And that says a lot for our congregation and mm-hmm. for our community. We want to be the faith-based school for our community. And there's competition. We have another Lutheran school that's a couple miles away. There's two other. There's a Catholic school in our community. There's a Wisconsin-centered grade school in our community. We want to be the main faith-based school for Grafton.
With just a couple of minutes left, share with us how we can find out more about St. Paul Lutheran Church and School in Grafton, Wisconsin.
Sure. There's a lot of information that's available on our website. Mm-hmm. It's at www.splgrafton.org. If you want to visit the school side, there's a tab there to the school. Both the church and school side will give significant information. I think for schools that are looking for how do we promote, the school side has a tab that on our school site for prospective Panthers. That'll give all classroom overlays some information on all the different clubs and organizations that our school offers. Our parents utilize that a lot, especially when people are looking to join us.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook account, SPL Grafton, that we will do daily posts on, multiple posts on a day. That has really brought community people in and informed them of the different activities that are happening here as well. And then we have a Twitter line as well that will once in a while post something on Twitter for our families.
So you're all over on social media, Facebook and Twitter, and certainly online as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Any opportunity to reach, because mm-hmm. we know that's where our young people are, that's where our young families are, and they want information immediately, and we need to make sure that we're providing that for them.
What does this fall hold for St. Paul Lutheran School? What's on the calendar for the next couple of months?
Well, every month we try and do a major family event. Our first major family event is next week, Friday, and it's our Harvest Festival. We'll bring one of our local farmers will come in and then do hay rides, bonfires, different activities for kids, games outside. That'll be a pretty significant event. Our middle school is working on their play this year. They are doing one-act plays for 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. That'll be the end of October. Our teachers are preparing for conferences. That'll be taking place in November. Beginning of October, we're doing a 5K family fun run on the beautiful campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin. That is a 5K run, a one-mile walk, and a student dash. We have a school and church auction that's taking place in October as well. Being a congregation, a school of 3,000, I think our building is open about 6 a.m. to about 10 p.m., 7 days a week. I think we're at about 90 different user groups that are part of what's going on here on our campus. It's nonstop.
Well, sounds like a very busy place, but that's a good thing to stay active and to be an engaging part of the community, it sounds like.
It is. It is. It shows a healthy place and where people want to be.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, thank you both for your time today and sharing with us about St. Paul Lutheran Church and School in Grafton, Wisconsin. Principal Michael York, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your time. God's blessings to you.
And Mrs. Rose Meyer, Director of the Center for Academic Resources and Enrichment and Assistant Principal there at St. Paul and Grafton. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you very much. Blessings to you.
Thank you. God bless you and your ministry there. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk about eternal treasures. Yeah, those that we pass on to our kids, to our children. The eternal treasures, the gifts of God in His Word and sacraments. As we teach our children about these good gifts, we're going to talk with Cheryl Swope about partnering with Lutheran schools as home educators. You're listening to Faith and Family.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are discussing topics in education, Christian education, this week. It was great to talk with our exemplary Lutheran schools. And perhaps you choose a Lutheran school for your child's education. Maybe you choose homeschool, or maybe you choose to partner with your child's with a Lutheran school as a home educator. We're going to talk about that today. How can you partner with a Lutheran school? Or what are your options if you're choosing to homeschool? What are some of the things that you can do? And our expert on this topic, returning to Faith and Family, Cheryl Swope. She is the author of Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child from Memoria Press. She's also co-author of an upcoming new book called Eternal Treasures. We're going to talk about that today as well. A recently elected permanent lifetime board member of the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, CCLE. We have them on here quite a bit as well. Cheryl, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's great to have you back in studio, and looking forward to talking about Eternal Treasures today. I'm excited about this. I know it's not quite off the press yet, but I enjoyed what I did get to take a look at before, what I had a chance to read before, and excited. What prompted the idea for this book, Eternal Treasures?
The idea went back to a classical Lutheran education conference, mm-hmm. that the consortium had. We have various attendees. We have pastors, headmasters, homeschoolers, mm-hmm. but sometimes we also have people from Synod. There was one in particular. His name is Bill Cochran. Mm-hmm. At the time, he was the director of LCMS School Ministry. I had led a session on Lutheran homeschooling at this conference. And again, this is several years ago. And Mr. Cochran came up to me afterward, and he said, I want our synod to do something for Lutheran homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. That's really what started the process of thinking about what synod could do for Lutheran homeschoolers more, I guess, more formally. Mm-hmm. Then he passed that same vision on to Terry Schmidt, who is now the director of LCMS School Ministry. Terry read the manuscript of the first book that I wrote, which was, as you said, Simply Classical, mm-hmm. A Beautiful Education for Any Child. Terry said he loved that book. He wanted me to write a handbook for Lutheran homeschoolers in particular, because no such book exists. Hmm. That's how the book began. Now, they had never produced a book, really, mm-hmm. the LCMS, of this type. So the deadline that I was given was 1 year.
Sure, no problem.
And you often hear about authors taking 7 years to write a book.
Right.
And it seems, how could it possibly take that long? But it really does. So with this book, I needed help. Mm-hmm. I asked a beautiful, young, new homeschooling mom. Her name is Rachel Whiting. I asked her to be my co-author because I knew that she could write very well. She doesn't think of herself as a writer, or she didn't before now. And she has four children, a boy and a girl, and two twin girls in North Carolina. And she was just kind of blogging about her experiences of teaching the faith. Mm-hmm. With her children. And she wrote with such tenderness and grace that I just knew that she would be the perfect person to help me with this. Mm. She and I began, and even together, we couldn't come up with enough material quickly enough that was beautiful and compelling enough. So then I sent out a plea to 200 Lutheran homeschoolers, because we have, through CCLE.org, we have a forum, mm-hmm. for Lutheran homeschoolers that's free to join. If you go to ccle.org and look for the homeschooling button, it's just an online discussion forum. Mm-hmm. So I sent out an SOS to these folks. They include pastors, pastors' families, some published authors, and people were so generous with their contributions. They started sending me pieces on vocation, on teaching special needs, on teaching from a law and gospel perspective. So all of these contributions just rolled in. My deadline was Reformation Day. This was last fall. And so we have contributors like Mary Murby, mm-hmm. Who has written a new little book called Whisper, Whisper, mm-hmm. which is just a delightful little book for children. We have the Reverend Eric Rotman, who wrote To All Eternity, a mm-hmm. really nice compilation of Christian doctrine for anyone really looking to explore the Christian faith, but also we use that in our own homeschool, and Pastor Rotman has written many, many things for LCMS. So the contributions just came in. We started editing. We have just a little bit more editing to go, and the entire book has its foreword by the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison.
Wow.
So it's really been a mm-hmm. community effort, if you will.
Your previous book, Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child, really stems from your own experience, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
As an educator and special education, if I remember correctly, was your background. And,
right.
And became a home educator.
Right. I have a master's in special ed, mm-hmm. but it was really when my husband and I, about 20 years ago now, adopted babies. We could not have biological children. We adopted twins, a boy and a girl, when they were infants. They both had special needs. That was really when I began researching, like a lot of parents, mm-hmm. when you really begin researching education, is for your own children. Their special needs unfolded over the years to include autism, learning disabilities, various medical conditions, and eventually, for both of them, like their biological mother, schizophrenia, which sort of trumped everything. Hmm. We could not find a Lutheran school or a classical school of any Christian affiliation that were equipped to handle our children. So we began homeschooling, thinking we would take it a year at a time. And they graduated from high school 2 years ago from our homeschool. Mm-hmm. We are now embarking on post-schooling with my daughter mm-hmm. because there's very little, I'm finding, after graduation for such children too. So we are continuing our lessons at home, even now.
So Simply Classical stems from your experience and what you learned along the way and what you wanted to share with other families that that home education, homeschool is something you can do and that this can work for any family.
And it can really be, as the subtitle says, a beautiful education mm-hmm. for any child. I was starting to develop a greater understanding of classical education, kind of the roots mm-hmm. of education from antiquity, but also embracing the Christian education through Augustine and then mm-hmm. really exploded at the time of the Reformation with Luther and Melanchthon. Johann Sturm, all of those Reformation era educators, trying to figure out how we could take this classical Christian education and bring this to special needs children. Mm-hmm. That's what Simply Classical is all about. I didn't have a guidebook, so it is the guidebook I wish I would have had, and also taking our mistakes and turning those into suggestions and lists and strategies and resources for parents of children who have special needs. It's not just for homeschoolers. That's also for schools, mm-hmm. though. I was recently consulting with a classical Christian school in Louisville. They are intentionally taking special needs children as a pro-life mission. They say that currently 93% of children with Down syndrome are aborted. Hmm. They seek to embrace specifically Down syndrome children, but really any child is welcome at their school. But then they needed to know how. They knew the why.
Sure.
But they needed to know how to do this. So I spent a couple of days working with them. It's really an encouraging trend to see Christian schools and Christian homeschools embracing children with special needs with remarkable outcomes.
I'm glad you brought up Christian schools. As Lutherans, we have a great resource. We have a plethora of Lutheran schools here in the United States. Well, even internationally now, we have Lutheran schools around the world. We are very blessed as a church body to have such a long history in Lutheran education and so many schools here in the United States. But sometimes we think, okay, Lutheran schools, homeschoolers, never the twain shall, you know, they'll never meet. We've always thought that there's this big chasm between the two and that they're at odds with one another. That's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. And I'm so glad you brought that up because that was really the vision here also. Here we have LCMS School Ministry publishing a book on homeschooling. Who would have ever thought? It's not an us, them anymore. And we really want to merge our efforts. One of my colleagues on the Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education, Pastor Paul Kane, you've interviewed him before.
Sure.
He contributed a great deal toward a chapter that I called Our Unity, Working Together in Home, Church, and School. Now we're shifting to talk about the book, Eternal Treasures.
Right.
So in this book, we really are bringing together in an intentional way our Lutheran day schools, any Christian schools, and homeschoolers. So here's what Pastor Kane says. He said, when parents consider the importance of Christian education of their children, they may come to different conclusions. Some parents ask their congregation to open a day school. Other parents choose to homeschool. Even in a congregation with a Lutheran school, you may find homeschooling families. Church day school families and homeschooling families should not see themselves as rivals or threats to one another. I see us in a common cause. That common cause became then the focus of this book because all parents are educating their children at home, either unintentionally or intentionally, for better or worse. And we wanted to bring together schools and homeschools in that common cause. So our contributors included pastors and headmasters of schools to a book on homeschooling. And I'm very excited about that aspect of it.
And you were able, with Eternal Treasures, able to pull together a number of contributors. I know you mentioned earlier the large number of, well, invitations that you sent out, over, what, 200 invitations, I think you said?
Yes.
to inviting contributors or contributions to this book. And so you have, as you mentioned, some who are headmasters, some who are homeschool families, all speaking from their own experience and what they've learned along the way. And this is gathered up into this piece that will be available for us, hopefully in the near future, so that the rest of us can benefit from their experience as well, from what they've learned about Christian education, faithful Lutheran education, whether it's at home, in school, or a partnership, how we can work together and do this well for our children. So this next generation is raised up with a faithful education, a well-rounded education that we see as, well, we kind of blend the lines between the two, that it's not, I send my child to school and that's where the education happens. And when they come home, we just, you know, we don't do anything educational. As you said earlier, we're teaching our children at home, regardless of whether it's intentional or not.
Right. And that's where the handbook aspect comes. We have some pieces that I hope will be very edifying. Rachel wrote some that are extremely edifying for me as I go through and I edit and re-edit. I'm very pleased to read the pieces on teaching hymns, singing with our children at home, praying with our children at home. There are articles on vocation, things from a Lutheran perspective that really haven't been delved into as much as I think they should have been. Things like teaching our children from a two kingdom perspective, mm-hmm. realizing that they are body and soul, that we do train for civil righteousness, but we also have to understand that our righteousness comes spiritually through Christ alone, his life, death, and resurrection for us. We also deal with a law gospel perspective on parenting and home education. So there are some unique aspects to this, and that's where the title came from, is Eternal Treasures, Teaching Your Child at Home. Martin Luther said that we are to pay closer, more thorough, and continuous attention to the health of our child's soul than to his body, and regard the child as nothing else but an eternal treasure God has commanded him to protect.
Hmm. So we are to be good stewards of these gifts that God has given to us, these eternal treasures. Who could pick up this book and use this? Is this going to be useful to the first time homeschooler? Is this going to be useful to someone who's been homeschooling for 5 years and they think, well, I think we've got this down now?
Yes, yes, yes. And to schools, I hope, too. And I do want to touch on some schools that contributed. But I think we have a section on getting started, what laws you should know, and kind of the render unto Caesar, that which is Caesar's. There are those aspects that if you're just pulling your child out of school, maybe he's 11 or 16, and you just want to begin there. There are also things for people who start when their children are babies. There are a lot of our homeschoolers just contributed their own stories, how they got started homeschooling. Some were like us, where they had special needs and they really needed to adapt for that. Others are missionary families or military families who travel so much, they didn't want their child to have to be in 7 different schools in 7 different years. And this gave them the continuity to do that. Others simply saw homeschooling as a natural extension of their own vocation as parents. So anywhere along that spectrum, we hope to edify and also provide some good strategies. We have lots of lists of resources for teaching from little bitty on up, catechesis, as well as academics.
I know you shared Pastor Kane's perspective earlier. What did Lutheran schools say when you approached them about this book that you're working on for home educators? What was the response? Who were some of the schools that that contributed?
A surprising number contributed, and I know that this is only a small sample too. And the response was, "Please include my school. Please include my school." So here are some. I know we've talked about this before, but Bethany Lutheran School in Overland Park, Kansas, they have a model that is worth any school going to their website to look at. They have an actual homeschool academy. So they probably do this as formally as anyone that I know of. They've been doing this for years. Bethany Lutheran School in Overland Park, Kansas. Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, children can come. Homeschooled families for things that are difficult to replicate at home. Art, music, PE, standardized testing is offered also, field trips, they can do any of those things as well. But every Tuesday and Thursday, I think it's 12:30 to 2:30, the children participate in those activities. They can even bring their lunches at noon and have, but they also have, they integrate them. So if you go to their website, you don't see necessarily a separation. So that's one model that I definitely heard from.
Sure.
That's Bethany School. Then Emmanuel Lutheran School in Mayville, Wisconsin. Here's what they said. Homeschool families are welcome to join us for specific classes throughout the week. We offer math instruction, Spalding language arts instruction, Shirley grammar, Latin and German instruction, music and art. All are welcome to join us for weekly chapel services, and homeschooling families are invited to participate in field trips throughout the year.
Latin. I'm glad you brought that up. That happens. We hear a lot about Latin in classical education.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure some of the classical Lutheran schools that are offering Latin are certainly on board with partnering with homeschool families. Are we starting to see Latin across the board in more and more schools? I know homeschool families certainly use it. Do you think we're going to see it more and more in schools?
I hope so. There's so many efficacious things about mm-hmm. Latin. And I mean, where do we even start? That's like a whole other program, Andy.
Sorry.
But yes, I hope so. In fact, here, let me just read this to you. And my little girl, mm-hmm. well, she's not so little anymore, Michelle, is listening right mm-hmm. now. And so I want to read you from the foreword to this book.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle is listening on our kitchen radio. We live an hour away, but we are able to get KFUO in our home. Pastor Harrison writes in the foreword to Eternal Treasures, Teaching Your Child at Home, he writes this, and he starts off, Et veritas liberabit vos. Now, Michelle and I have been looking at the future tense, so I know she can do this. Et is and, veritas is truth, and truth, liberabit, which is the future tense, will free you, or will liberate, and then vos is the you, et veritas liberabit vos, Pastor Harrison writes, and the truth will liberate you, make you free. That's the goal of a genuine liberal education. He continues, the rebirth of classical Christian learning which rejoiced in truth, in ideals, in faith in Christ, in source documents, in the views of those who spoke truth across the ages, in music, in mathematics, in Holy Scripture, in confessional documents, in great books, in art, in great ideas, and in genuine science, exploded during the Reformation 500 years ago. In this book, Eternal Treasures, Teaching Your Child at Home, Mrs. Swope provides you, dear parent or teacher, with a veritable powder and keg, including match and fuse, to bring a great education to your own children today.
That sounds explosive.
Yes.
I think what he's illustrating there is just, you know, when you light a fire like this, when you light something like this, when you ignite something like this, how great it can be and what can result from it.
That's right. Right. It's truly infinite.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I know there were a lot of contributors, and you mentioned some of the schools, and we were just, you know, a great example of Latin and how useful it is. I think the point that I was going to make is that this is where I would need, if I were a homeschooler, this is where I would need to connect with a Lutheran school because, or with another resource, because I would need someone to help with Latin. I had Greek, but I didn't have Latin as a student, so.
Well, and few of us had Greek. Most of us had neither. So in efforts to reclaim such things, mm-hmm. publishers have made resources very accessible.
Sure.
The publisher that I work with most closely, we're creating materials even for children with special needs to learn things like Latin or mathematics or mm-hmm. reading. And Memoria Press is the publisher we used and still do mm-hmm. for our Latin studies. They make them so that people who've never had things like Latin can learn. So there's a program called Prima Latina, which is just for second graders and their moms. It's very basic. Just what is a noun? What is mm-hmm. a verb? Just five words that you study at a time. It's all broken down so that we can reclaim this education, mm-hmm. not just for our children, but also for ourselves.
With just about a minute left, when should we be looking for this book? Where should we be looking for Eternal Treasures? How we'll be able to get our hands on it?
The LCMS hopes to upload this to Amazon. They're not looking to make a profit. The Synod is simply looking to help mm-hmm. Lutheran homeschoolers. So it should be uploaded to Amazon. We are hoping in October.
Going for Reformation again?
Come full circle, perhaps. Maybe we can.
So hopefully in October. Well, I hope you'll keep us posted so that we can share with our listeners as well so they can find that resource on Amazon. I see the copy you're carrying around is giant. I'm sure the other one will be the other copy will be a little bit smaller, hopefully.
I don't know. This is pretty giant, but he wanted a handbook, and so
that's what
we
you
have
get.
Given a handbook and more.
It'll be the go-to book, absolutely, for parents for schools.
It is the only thing written from a Lutheran perspective, mm-hmm. Yes.
Cheryl, thank you so much for being our guest today, sharing with us about this great new resource that'll be available to us very soon, and I always enjoy our conversations about faithful Christian education, classical Lutheran education with you, and this new resource, Eternal Treasures. Cheryl Swope, our guest today, author of Simply Classical, A Beautiful Education for Any Child, and co-author of Eternal Treasures, hopefully out due in October. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.